Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go back to redistricting, to gerrymandering, and this will really please you. You want to find out how your tax dollars are being spent? Maybe you don't pay enough. You think you should pay a little more in taxes? Voss and the Republican gerrymandered illegitimate caucus, as you know, hired gerrymander lawyers, professionals, professional packers and crackers at taxpayer expense, bypassing the attorney general, who constitutionally is required to represent the state. No, they just vote over Democratic objections to spend tax money. And here's how they're spending it. And here is are the constraints. Here are the conditions of how they're spending it. They've hired a national packing and cracking company, gerrymander Republican, Consovoy McCarthy, out of Boston. Their minimum fee is $30,000 a month. $30,000 a month. It's a grand a day. You know, a grand a day, not bad. I don't know, would you take a grand a day? Voss and all of them spent $3.5 million in taxpayer money to gerrymander back in 2011. With Consovoy McCarthy, $30,000 a month is a minimum. It's a minimum. It's capped at $975,000 for a year. Well, that's nice, just under $1 million. Almost $1 million a year. You know, $30,000 a month times 12 months is $360,000. This is giving them almost $100,000, $90,000 a month. A month. And that's the minimum. The minimum $30,000 a month, $975,000, it says, subject to readjustment if necessary. They'll get to the $3.5 million. It was $3.5 million in 2011. What do you think it is 10 years later? You think there's been any inflation? Not much, but 2% maybe? That $3.5 million, would it be $7 million? Maybe only $6.5 million? These are taxpayer dollars. How much did you pay in taxes last year for state taxes? Just really, how much did you pay? Multiply it out by your whole life, and it won't even scratch the surface of this kind of money. Not only that, the money paid off for the donors to the Republican Party. In 2011, they gerrymandered. They get roughly 50% of the vote in legislative races statewide, but they get 64 of 99 assembly seats. It's two-thirds. 50% of the vote, two-thirds of the assembly seat. That's not democracy. Your tax dollars are going to Consovoy McCarthy. But Consovoy McCarthy can't do it by themselves because there is a rule in Wisconsin. You need local counsel. You can't just come here from Boston and say, okay, I'm going to hang out my shingle for a bit. They don't know who you are. You have to have local counsel who signs everything. They are using the Bell firm, Bell Giftos St. John, out of Madison. I don't know them. I'm sure they're fine people personally. Never met them. You may know them. They're getting $375 an hour to sign what Consovoy McCarthy sends them. And maybe to do some other stuff. I don't know. That's on top of the $30,000 a month minimum to Consovoy. Remember, minimum means minimum. It could be more. It's definitely going to be more because it's $975 a year is the cap. And if we're only $30,000 a month, it'd only be $360,000 for the year. So it's three times that anyway. We're talking $90,000 a month. And then it says subject to readjustment if necessary. And here's one other really sweet thing. The Democrats said, well, we object to this, but we want to be kept in the loop on what they're doing. Republicans passed a law that said that Consovoy McCarthy and Bell Giftos St. John can only communicate with Robin Voss and LeMahieu, the head of the Senate. They can't communicate with any Democrat. And yet, they are representing the legislature, supposedly. This is a crooked deal. Okay, let's call it what it is. It's a crooked deal. Democrats should go to court and say that, first of all, if they are going to spend money to accomplish the objectives of the gerrymandered Republican Party, the Republican Party should do it out of their money. Their donors should do it. They should do it out of the Republican Party, not out of taxpayers. I don't consent to having my money, 975 grand at a minimum, go to Constable Boy McCarthy for a year. I don't consent to that. I don't consent to the fact that these people are being paid with tax dollars and are not permitted to talk to legislators. Remember, on some of this stuff back 10 years ago, the people voting on it weren't even permitted to read it, even the Republicans. They could come in one at a time and look at it real quick and leave. This is commie stuff. This is jihad stuff. This is the way they do it in Russia, in China. This is the way they would do it in jihadist countries. This is the way they do it. Well, North Korea and Saudi Arabia, they wouldn't even bother to do this. It's a fake. It's corrupt. It's wrong. Our tax dollars should not be going for this. Fighting Bob La Follette wouldn't have put up with this. Pat Lucey wouldn't have put up with this. Bill Proxmire wouldn't. Gaylord Nelson wouldn't. Les Aspin wouldn't. Herb Kohl would not. Henry Royce wouldn't. Some of the greats, Dave Obey, Jerry Kletchka, none of those people would have put up with this. Where are we? Where are we? They're going to gerrymander again for the next 10 years. End up in a Republican Supreme Court. Nobody's going to a federal court right now. And we're sitting back, and Constable Boy McCarthy will get ultimately a lot more than $3.5 million, in my view, what they did 10 years ago. There has been inflation. You know there's been inflation. You heard about inflation? Well, there's been inflation. Okay, that's what you have. Let them know what you think. If you're in a Democratic district, you can let your representative know, but it's not going to do much good. You can let the Republicans know. Let people that you know who are supposedly independent or Republican, they're voting to have a lot of their tax dollars go to one party to be served for its purposes. Bring the suit in federal court. Don't bring it in state court. Bring the suit in federal court. Speaking of gerrymandering, right now, you know, there are some states that have a Republican governor and a Republican legislature, right? An example would be Alabama. There are other states that have a Democratic governor and a Democratic legislature. Examples would be New York and California. So when you have full control of a state, you control the redistricting in the congressional districts in those states and in the state legislative districts. Well, what's the breakdown nationally? Based on total control, which means that a party controls governor and the legislature, the Republicans have total control over redistricting of 187 congressional districts. The Democrats have total control of redistricting in 75 congressional districts, less than half the Republicans. The remainder are 121 districts, and in those districts, bipartisan commissions determine, which is what I think we should do in Wisconsin, so that neither party is advantaged. Bipartisan commissions do 121 districts. Nevertheless, despite all of that, the Democrats still have a majority in the House of Representatives. But that's going to be increasingly tougher to hold. Texas just got two more seats. A lot of people are moving to Florida. It's getting more seats. New York's losing a seat. California's losing a seat. Michigan is losing a seat. Illinois is losing a seat. Inexorably, it's going south and west. People are leaving. They're going there because the climate. Some businesses are going there because of the lack of a regulatory climate. Who knows why they're going there? But it makes it very, very important that in a state like Wisconsin, we do not permit the chicanery of Robin Voss and LeMahieu. It's very, very important we not have a corrupt redistricting. Very important. It ends in gerrymander. And it's being accomplished by a national gerrymander group that's being paid by your tax dollars. a lot of your tax dollars. They say 30 grand a month minimum, but 970 grand for the year is three times that. It's 90 grand a month. And that's basically subject to adjustment. Adjustment, how many guys do they have working on this thing? I mean, how many guys do they have working on this thing? And then Bell Gifta St. John in Madison is going to be getting 375 an hour. An hour. How much do you get an hour? How much taxes did you pay last year? How much of that'll be gobbled up right away in one of these legal fees in about 10 minutes? Okay. I mean, if that bothers you, if that doesn't bother you, fine. Then maybe you should pay more taxes. I doubt it. I think it does bother you. Do something about it. Do something about it. Because, you know, the gerrymander, if you take a look, if you live in Sheboygan County or Greene County, you're all sliced up. There's no community of interest. You know, in Milwaukee County, you have like 80% Democratic districts. They're all loaded in the central city in Milwaukee. In Madison, you have it all loaded up in the isthmus, you know, 90%. But then you get not the best, quite frankly, representation on either side. You get zealots. On the right, you get the QAnon authoritarian right. On the left, you get the identity politics left and the whole state suffers. How about a lot more 50-50 districts? How about some 48-52 districts? How about something rational and fair? And you're going to get better legislatures. Better legislators, you're also going to get good public policy, not corrupt public policy. And with the Republicans, you've gotten corrupt public policy. You're going to get, I mean, you already have forever chemicals in a lot of counties and bottled water. Pretty soon, all 72 counties will drink bottled water. We'll have a university that's torn apart. We'll have terrible divisions, and you'll have a presidential election that's advisory. The Republican corrupt legislature will give the electoral votes to the Republicans. So that's what's happening. Do something about it. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.